biodiversity battle. The rush is on to save humanity. What would you think if someone proposed knocking down St. Paul's Cathedral to widen the road? Or pulling down the Houses of Parliament to create a supermarket? Or reducing Big Ben to rubble to make way for a car park? It'd be ridiculous, right? But when it comes to devastation of the natural world, we aren't so squeamish. But according to some scientists, we should be, or we'll be in a lot of trouble. Nature is shrinking by the day. Ancient forests are decimated. Wetlands are drained. Woodland is flattened. And all in the name of progress. This is bad in itself, but it's devastating for biodiversity. Biodiversity refers to the variety of plants, animals, and other living things which are all interconnected. The ecological services provided by biodiversity are vital to everyday life. The air we breathe is a product of photosynthesis by green plants. Insects, worms, and bacteria break down waste and enrich soils. And tiny organisms clean the water in rivers and seas. In fact, all life on Earth exists thanks to the benefits of biodiversity in the form of fertile soil, clean water, and clean air. More than 90% of the calories consumed by people worldwide are produced from 80 plant species, and 30% of medicines are developed from plants and animals. Maintaining a wide diversity of species in each ecosystem is necessary to preserve all living things. The loss of biodiversity could be devastating. It is reckless to suppose that biodiversity can be diminished indefinitely without threatening humanity itself, said Harvard University biologist Edward O. Wilson, otherwise known as the father of biodiversity. Just recently, there was a convention on biodiversity in Japan organized by the UN. The aim was to set new targets for conserving life on Earth. Japan's environment minister, Ryo Matsumoto, warned, "We are now close to a tipping point. That is, we're about to reach a threshold beyond which biodiversity loss will become irreversible." But what can we do? The problem is that the concept of biodiversity is so vague. People might care about brown bears, but it is much harder to excite them about the fate of microscopic sea creatures, which are being boiled to death in the cooling systems of power stations along coastlines. The Guardian newspaper is trying to help. It has launched the Biodiversity 100 campaign to try to convince governments around the world to take action. This includes persuading the UK government to create a series of marine reserves to reverse the decline in sea life caused by industrial fishing, banning the finning of live sharks at sea by some Asian countries, and stopping the slaughter of dingoes in Australia, among many other things. There's a lot to do, and we'd better get a move on if we don't want to end up with a planet that can't sustain life.